Hip-hop derives a lot of its power from a robust base, but more and more rappers are seeking power in numbers. Some big artists like Kendrick Lamar and Tyler, the Creator, are rising with the help of hip-hop collectives. Melissa Pandika recently wrote about the rise of these groups in the online magazine Ozzy. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So hip-hop wasn't always dominated by individual artists. I mean, I remember there used to be a lot more groups like N.W.A., Public Enemy, Two Live Crew. Are these collectives that you're writing about a return to a more collaborative time, or is this something totally different?
Today's collectives sort of represents a shift in the music industry. Nowadays, a lot of record labels don't have the budget for what's called artist development, which is basically helping up-and-coming artists build their careers, grow their fan base. And so these collectives allow these young MCs to do just that.
So what are the business benefits then of being in a collective?
You'll be able to divvy up management responsibilities. So Odd Future, which is a collective out of Los Angeles, includes Earl Sweatshirt, Tyler, the Creator, and R&B singer Frank Ocean. So Tyler, the Creator, who's often considered the ringleader of the group, he uses Twitter addictively. He has 2 million followers, and he'll promote the group, shows. So in a way, it allows the other group members to focus more on their music.
You know, this idea of being in a collective seems to be at odds with the idea of being a star. So, you know, how do individuals break out in this kind of model?
Most successful collectives have a pretty diverse mix of talent, so you'll have a superstar or two, and that can be helpful for up-and-coming artists to basically piggyback on their success. So, for example, a collective out of Los Angeles called Black Hippie, they helped launch Kendrick Lamar to fame. After he blew up, Schoolboy Q, who's another member of that collective, he actually capitalized on that and featured Kendrick Lamar on one of his singles, Collard Greens. Oh, oh, luxury, chitty ching ching, could buy anything, cop that, oh, oh, collard greens. And it seems that Kendrick's added hype paid off.
I'm wondering about how this might affect the culture of feuds in hip-hop, because on the one hand, you might think collaboration would mean fewer feuds. On the other hand, I mean, the guys in N.W.A. didn't exactly part on good terms.
I mean, it boils down to choosing the right people. A few years ago, there was the White Girl Mob. Their star member was rapper Creation. Gucci, Gucci, Louis, Louis, Fendi, Fendi, Prada. I'm looking like Madonna, but I'm flossing like Ivana. Her group member, V Nasty, used the N-word, and so a lot of people blame that for tanking her career.
So if you were advising a young hip-hop artist, would you say go collective or go solo?
I would say definitely now the best option would be to join a collective. Anyone can upload a music video or track, and the way to really make yourself stand out right now is through the branding of a collective.
So if you want to be a brand, it helps to have a team.
Exactly.
Melissa Pandika is an editor and writer for Ozzy.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.